Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The retreat began over the weekend. Democrats used to having the media cover for them, didn't bother to do any background research into what turns out would be the MS-13 wife-beating gang member who was apparently human trafficking on the side, who they went all in for. Leaving them with a kind of awkward situation, even with for their handlers in the mainstream media. Chris Van Hollen, asked by Dana Vash over the weekend after his trip to El Salvador, where he enjoyed margaritas with his MS-13 friend and wife beater folks. We now, over the weekend, came out written in her own hand. She describes him as a violent individual who she is afraid of. So, Dana Vash, CNN, to her credit, finally asks Senator Chris Van Hollen a real question. Well, you were with him there in El Salvador. You were with St. Kilmar. Did you ask him if he was an MS-13 member? Here's how that went.
In 2019, police alleged a confidential informant claimed that Abrego Garcia was an active MS-13 member. His wife and his attorney deny that, of course. Can you say with absolute certainty that he is not, nor has he ever been, a member of the MS-13 gang? And did you ask him point blank?
Well, Dana, what Donald Trump is trying to do here is change the subject. The subject at hand is that he and his administration are defying a court order to give Abrego Garcia his due process rights. They are trying to litigate.
Well, he babbles on. It's him, the senator, who's trying to say, change the subject. Dana Vash, to her credit, comes back around to, okay, Trump's a bad dude. Yeah, I know, he's mean to illegals. But did you, I mean, you were there with him? You were sipping margaritas. Did you ask him? Come on. Are you an MS-13 gang member? What did he say?
Yeah, you're right. They have not. There hasn't been a court hearing for them to put forward evidence in the first place, which is your whole point. But since you were the one person to have met with him, and since this is a thing you say on social media, it's what we hear from Donald Trump and Republicans every day, all day long. You didn't ask him?
I didn't ask him that because I know what his answer is. What he told me was he was sad and traumatized that he was being in prison because he has committed no crimes.
Okay. Democrats moving to, right. No. In other words, he didn't ask him because he knows he's an MS-13 gang member. Democrats moving so many goalposts here. The new goalpost is, well, we have to keep the wife-beating MS-13 gang member if he did not commit any crimes in America. I mean, beyond the one he committed by illegally coming over our border. They have to commit crime. We have to keep every single one of them until there's a dead body like Rachel Marin. Then we're good. then we can maybe talk about deporting him eventually. But knowing the Democrats, probably not even then. Why? Remember how we ended the week last week?
Over 13,099 convicted murderers have crossed the border and are free to roam and kill in our country. These are convicted murderers.
You see the problem there. In fact, when asked, where are we in the deportation process? It's been amazing that there's only been, Trump's only been in office in within a few months. He's managed to move to hunt down and remove 2,000 of them. He's saying his focus last week is on the remaining 11,000. So understand, Democrats don't just intend to leave these people in this country, let them run around waiting for them to commit a crime that would then allow us to deport them. No, they intend to allow murderers to roam free in this country without deportation. That's what's unsaid here. Trump focused on that last week.
Right now, we're getting the murderers out. We have our total aim on the very bad ones, as you can imagine, because you have some great people that came in, but we have some very bad ones. We had 11,088 murderers. Half of them killed more than one person. Mm-hmm. These are rough, bad people. We want them out, and that's mostly our focus.
Yeah.
So that's showing you folks how bad this particular population that the Democrats allowed to roam free in our country actually is. And, you know, in, on that score, St. Kilmer is really not even the best example. I mean, he's merely a MS-13 human trafficking wife beater. Shocking stuff, by the way, coming out over the weekend about the FBI. And keep in mind, folks, this is the same FBI that sent, you know, full pre-dawn raid shock and awe for upwards of 1,000 people connected to January 6th who didn't even enter the building and yet were arrested. And they will roll up to your house, they'll call local news, make sure they're there for maximum humiliation. And yet we find out over the weekend when the Tennessee Highway Patrol caught St. Kilmer driving a car that wasn't his, no insurance, no, and expired license. Seven people in the car, no ID for any of them. All of them gave his address. He was human trafficking then. And it turns out he was on a list of transnational criminals, you know, to be on the lookout for. There's yet another group of people who think he's a criminal. What happens? Tennessee Highway Patrol calls Biden's FBI. They're like, no, let him go. This is the same FBI, again, rolling up to your grandma's house to arrest her for taking a selfie outside the Capitol, as well as in. Most of the people inside the Capitol were peaceful. And they had the doors held open for them by the Capitol Police, which created the impression that it was okay to go in. It was a trap. But a lot of them weren't even in, and they got the full pre-dawn raid. But you call the Biden FBI, hey, we've got a human trafficker here. He's on the international watch list for transnational criminals. You want us to pick him up? No, no. The FBI said release him. So that's the dual justice system in America. This is a situation created entirely by Joe Biden. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Senator Chris Van Hollen slips, calling St. Kilmer Abrego Garcia an American. This is how the Democrats think now. If you get your foot on this soil, you are, in fact, an American.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.